We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. More details are coming out on a police-involved shooting in the Bronx overnight. It happened just after 12:30 a.m. at East 167th Street and Findlay Avenue in the Concourse section. In an early morning news conference, Chief Patrol Fausto Pichardo said officers were responding to a 911 call for a man with a gun.
The officers approached a male who was holding a weapon in his hand. The officers ordered the suspect to show them his hands when he pointed the weapon towards the officers. Two uniformed officers discharged their weapons, striking the suspect in the torso.
The weapon was recovered, and while police believe it was a gun, it turned out to be a fake gun with a bayonet attached to it. The suspect was taken to the hospital. He's critical. The officers were taken to the hospital for evaluation. It wasn't their first killing. A new report says the man and woman who killed a police officer and three others in Jersey City Tuesday have been linked to another murder. CBS 2 News says authorities believe David Anderson and Francine Graham killed livery driver 34-year-old Michael Rumberger last Saturday in Bayonne. His parents say the police said that they have surveillance video of this incident. There is a funeral service today. The man leaves behind two daughters. All of this as a local group steps up to help the family of murder detective Joseph Seals.
As they have for the last 5 years, the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation is picking up the mortgage of a fallen police officer. Justin Smith is the cousin of slain Jersey City detective Joseph Seals.
For everything they've done, no amount of money will ever bring Joey back, but to lift the burden of their mortgage off of Laura so she can grieve and raise her children means more to the family than anybody will ever know.
These horrific and senseless tragedies are happening all too often.
And Frank Siller says the foundation, named for his hero brother, will from now on cover the mortgage of any law enforcement murdered in the line of duty. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Jersey City.
More disturbing details in an already horrific case amid reports of what a 13-year-old suspect in the death of Barnard College student Tessa Majors is telling police. At a hearing yesterday, authorities described what the boy, charged with felony murder and other offenses, told them. A detective said the boy claimed he wasn't the one who stabbed her in a robbery attempt Wednesday. He said he was out with two 14-year-old friends, and they're the ones who put her in a chokehold and attacked her. The boy said one dropped the knife, he handed it back, and watched as feathers flew from the woman's coat stuffing. The boy's now being held in juvenile detention. In Morningside Park, there is now a makeshift memorial for Majors, who is 18, from Virginia, and played in a rock band. She was apparently considering journalism classes. One mourner says the arrest is a shock.
That just hit really hard, that it would be somebody that young.
Boy's aunt told the Daily News she's sorry for Majors and her family, but knows her nephew didn't do this. There's also a report in the Post this morning that a Columbia student was mugged at knife point late in August by three teenagers at the same spot. No confirmation on that or any indication of what that might have been related to. New Orleans under a state of emergency, but it's not a weather problem. It's a cyber attack.
According to Mayor LaToya Cantrell, phishing attempts and suspicious activity were found on the city's network early Friday morning. Hours later, technicians detected a cybersecurity incident.
We did confirm that there was an attack, and we immediately notified our users, our user community, through various other channels.
Kim LeGrew with the city says no ransom was demanded and it's believed no employee information was compromised. This just days after a similar incident in Pensacola, Florida, and in a year where city governments are increasingly becoming the target of cyber attacks. I'm Clayton Neville.
There's also word of a ransomware attack closer to home. Hackensack Meridian Health System, New Jersey's largest hospital chain, says they had one last week and paid the ransom. The hospital says it notified authorities and there's no indication patient info was compromised. Cover your eyes, good little girls and boys. Yeah, it's SantaCon again. The Saturday each December when the old elves suit up to get way too jolly crawling the bubs of Midtown. This year's event is the 21st annual edition. It starts at 10 a.m. at the Red Steps on 7th Avenue between 46th and 47th and moves through Midtown. Organizers always urge the costume Santas to behave, with mixed success over the years. And sorry, Santa, there'll be no party rides on the train. Metro North, NJ Transit, and the LIRR have all banned alcohol. Well, the Santas are getting their drink on here. They are apparently not in Asbury Park. Officials there say organizers didn't follow the permitting process, and too bad for them.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.